Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Caitlin Dunn, a fiber artist out of Cookeville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Why don't you give me just a little bit of background on what you do and how you got started?
Yeah, so fiber arts is a really big umbrella term for a lot of different things. And I first stepped into fiber arts with knitting in the sixth grade. I was a very anxious child, and I was having a particularly bad day. And so my mom wanted to distract me, and we found this yarn shop, and we walked in, and they were about to close. And she was like, "Oh, honey, you need to knit." And she taught me how to knit right then and there. And I've been addicted ever since. So knitting, spinning, quilting, felting, all different things fall underneath the term of umbrella, the umbrella term of fiber arts.
So you kind of started just like going into a yarn store, which is awesome. I love like the origin story, because everyone has one for art, for whatever their craft is. And sometimes it's just like, oh yeah, like I was in school and I started painting. But like having a story that's a little more interesting, I love that, because it's like it makes you so easy to connect to. So you started with that. Did you do more formal training after that, especially like as you kind of branched out into different forms?
So I'm originally from Minnesota, and so that's where I learned how to knit. And then I was completely content for years just making hats and scarves. But when I moved to Tennessee my senior year of high school, it was quite a culture shock. And yes, and I found a local yarn store, and everyone just kind of welcomed me in. And all of a sudden I had, you know, 20 extra grandmothers, and I'd come into the store to just sit and kind of breathe for a little while. And there would be bags of yarn behind the counter that ladies had like dropped off for me, donated to me. And it was just so sweet. And eventually I was there so much that I was helping customers. And finally, the owner goes, "I think I should start paying you for working here." And I was like, okay. So I kind of stumbled into that, working at a yarn store. And that kind of opened my eyes to meeting people from all different corners of the fiber world. And the spunkiest, funkiest ladies would come in, and they always ended up being spinners. And that really piqued my interest. And I was like, I really want to be a spinner. I want to be like them. And so that kind of spiraled out of control from there.
So I'm a little ignorant about textile arts in general and fiber. What exactly is spinning?
Okay, that's awesome. So spinning is taking raw fiber material like wool or cotton or flax and adding twist so it becomes yarn. And so it's the step right before it's yarn ready to knit with or weave or crochet. And so that's primarily where I focus, is on spinning and teaching people how to spin.
Very interesting. See, my experience with spinning before this is Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Where she puts her finger on the spinning wheel.
Yes.
And then falls asleep for years. So,
yes.
You know, definitely different.
Well, I did prick my finger on a spinning wheel once, so I think I'm officially a princess now.
Absolutely. Princess Aurora. It's perfect. I love it. She was always one of my favorites, and I think it's because when I was younger, I was just, you know, doing so much all the time that I'm like, oh, someone who gets to just nap,
and I was
that's
like,
her job.
I love
princess,
to nap. Maybe
I'm
that's
on board.
What happened.
Plus, like, the, you know, woodland creatures singing and helping her out and stuff. Like,
yes,
I'm a fan of that.
Definitely.
Well.
Me too.
So from spinning and working in the yarn shop, did you go on like in college, or did you just kind of keep learning on your own?
Mostly I learned on my own. I would surround myself with women in the community and other fiber artists that I really admired. Did a lot of reading and trial and error, and that's kind of how I continue to learn. The greatest thing about fiber arts is there's always something new to learn, and so you can just keep expanding as you go. It's really fun.
I love that, and it's also a chance to just like challenge yourself, and
yeah,
learning something new is always fun, and kind of improving your craft. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Caitlin Dunn. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to fiber artist Caitlin Dunn. Where do you get some of your inspiration? Because I know I've seen some of your work, and it's quite interesting.
Yeah, so I am inspired by a lot of things. Every month I do a different theme for my color inspiration for my fiber arts. And so, for example, this month I am doing colorways inspired by famous artworks and artists. So like Monet and Van Gogh paintings.
Ooh.
And I also am a nerd and love musicals. And so I'll do like a month of musicals. I've done a lot of Disney inspired colorways. Nature, it's just, you can pull color from everything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially like looking at nature, it's just, you walk out here especially, and you can have like the sunset over them mountains, or you can have like the lake sunrise and the waterfalls. I mean, it's just, it's an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, my friends tease because we'll be driving down the road and they're like, oh wow, that's so beautiful. I'm like, could you imagine that as yarn? All the texture, all the color.
I love that. Because it's like, if it's something you love and it's something you're passionate about, like, it should have that effect on you where, like, I do that when I'm driving, where I'll be like, ooh, look at that barn. And almost drove off the road doing that not that long ago with my poor boss in the car, who is probably just like, can you get us to where we're going without dying?
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm like, but the barn is so picturesque. So I understand.
Yeah.
So you've done some workshops at Cookeville Art Studio, correct?
Yeah, I just completed one of them a couple days ago.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, we did a needle felted gnome class. So I absolutely love sharing my passion for fiber arts. Teaching is really important to me. I also have a background in Montessori teaching and different dance classes and things like that. So I just love sharing things that I'm passionate about. And so being able to do like a make and take project where you learn a new skill and get to go home with a little project is always really fun. So we made some cute little gnomes the other day, and it was so much fun. We had about 13 people in the class, which was fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I know Terry Ritter, of course, he's the president over there. She had been telling me about the class, and I was looking at the date, and I'm like, let's see, I've got this from this to this, and this from this to this, and this from this to this.
Oh,
but next time, because that one, I was like, that just sounds fun, and like, such a great way to spend a day. And I mean, Cookeville Art Studio, like, just that community there is just amazing.
I'm excited to start teaching more classes there, and hopefully start kind of getting into the community more. So because of the pandemic, I kind of put myself in my little studio and kind of shut out the world for a while. But actually, that is where my business really blossomed, thanks to social media and people being at home more often. They had time to learn a new skill. And so I created a pretty large following on social media with my business, Dunspun. And I've had a lot of fun being able to teach people from all over the world virtually, but I'm really excited to get back into my local community and start teaching people here, because fiber arts is about the process and it's about the people that you meet along the way, and being able to continue to share this really important skill to the next generation, because it's, I think it's important to know kind of where our clothing and our fabric comes from.
I agree with that. And it's the same thing like teaching kids about farming or trades or any other kind of art form, ceramics, because it's something we need and something that it's a cool skill to have for any of those things.
Yeah.
So of course, like, Yes. Teach the next generation. And I will say, this generation now is like all about experiencing things that they did not expect to. So I love that for them, because I think we're going to, like, this next generation is just going to blow us away with all their talent.
Yes.
We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Caitlin Dunn. Welcome back to The Scene. I'm here today talking to Caitlin Dunn, a fiber artist out of Cookeville. And speaking of that, we've talked a little bit, like, you do spinning, you do knitting, the felting, fiber arts in general. But give us just a little more detail on what exactly entails fiber arts.
Absolutely. So my process begins at the farm. Unfortunately, I am allergic to everything that goes around the animals.
Oh, no.
So I can't have my own. But I love to support local farmers. And I go and I collect the wool. And it still smells like a farm. And it's pretty nasty. But from there, I take it and I clean the fiber and I dye the wool and I comb and card the fibers until it is something completely new and creative. And I love adding sparkle because glitter is mandatory. That's my life's motto.
And you can see my nails right
yes,
now.
Yes, I love them. And I kind of go from there. So mostly my students will pick up from something called a bat, and that is the fiber that has been combed and processed through the drum carder. And so that is kind of where I stop, at least for my business side, and I pass it on to the next person. So the cool thing about fiber arts is it just connects everybody. You know, the fiber goes through the hands of the farmer and then the hands of the shearer, the hands of the cleaning and the dyer, the carder, the spinner, the knitter, until you have a hat for Christmas. And it's, you know, you can trace it all the way back to the little sheep named Heidi. And it's
Heidi.
Really special.
Yeah. Every time I get a wool sweater or hat or gloves or anything now, I'm going to be like, oh, Heidi, thank
yes.
you for the rest of my life. Like, that's one of those things that just sticks with you.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific you're working on right now? I know you said like you do your monthly colors.
Yes. So I've got a really big event coming up in July. So I'm sure you've heard of Tour de France.
Once or twice.
And so we have in the spinning world something called Tour de Fleece. And it runs right alongside Tour de France. And so every day that they cycle, we spin yarn. And so it's a worldwide event, and different yarn shops and artists will create their own teams and set different goals. So we will be getting ready for Team Dunn Spun. This will be my second year with my own team. Last year, I ended up with 500 teammates,
which was
incredible. It was jaw-dropping from all over the world. And this year, you guys get the first scoop. We are going to be the Dunspun Flock Stars.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
And so it's going to be like rock and roll biker gang, but bicycles and spinning wheels.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Like that sounds way more fun to me, actually.
It's so much fun. And the point of my team is to just grow in the community and take your time and learn new skills that interest you. And kind of cheering each other on. And I do like prizes and things as we go. And it's just a really good time.
That's so much fun. And like, what a great way to like get community involved and like meet new people.
Yeah.
And I love that. So you clearly have like a really nice, thriving online community.
Yeah.
And you're starting to kind of get into it here. Having moved from Minnesota,
yes.
What is like one of the top things about Cookeville and the community here?
Yeah, the community is just so great. There's so many artistic people here. There's a lot of different fiber artists, which is interesting, but they're all focusing on a different thing. So we've got weavers and we have dyers and things like that. But it's just like a really welcoming community. I love the idea of Art Round Tennessee, kind of taking in artists from all different walks of life and showcasing that around town.
It's amazing. And like you said, there's like so many fiber artists, but everyone does something a little bit different.
Exactly.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's not competitive, which
I super
love.
Yeah. Community over competition all the way.
Absolutely. 100%. How can people find you?
Yeah. So I'm Dunn Spun across all social media, and it's Dunn Spun. So I'm on all social media. I'm hoping to be teaching more classes at the Cookeville Arts Center. I'll be part of Art Round Tennessee. And I'd love to help you get spinning.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.